Welcome, everybody, to the Ride in DFS and Betting Podcast, the Week 13 Lineup Review Edition. Was a technical difficulty week. If you were not able to join the live stream on Sunday, the Week 13 podcast was corrupted. I recorded one, didn't forget about you guys, recorded one on Thursday morning, sat down to post it on Thursday night, and the file was corrupted, and at that point, I just didn't have any more time to take another 20, 25 minutes and record again, and to be honest, I really didn't feel like saying all that stuff again. So, you know, and here's the thing, if I wasn't doing this, the Twitter Spaces live stream type thing, I would have re-recorded it for you guys, but I figured, you know, most people tune in on Sunday morning to hear the final thoughts in the core four. So I'll just give it to them then. Forgot to hit record. And so that's why I posted that Google Doc underneath the link for the Twitter Spaces. And hopefully that is the last week of technical difficulties. This week was not a terrible week for me in terms of profit. Actually eked out a small profit. But it was a week that if I was already on tilt, like if I wasn't having a good DFS year as it was to this point, this is a week that could have broke me. Because everything went wrong. My cash lineup ended up being a massive dupe, a train lineup. A ton of people played it. And that happens on weeks where there's five or six guys that just make a ton of sense and are a good value and are very popular. Naturally, a good portion of the people that plug those obvious six values in are going to have the other three guys as well, right? Because it just fits. The puzzle pieces just come together. In double ups, It cashed, but it did not cash for the full double up amount. That happens when it's the last cashing lineup in a double up, but there are more duped lineups than there are spots to cash, right? So basically, like in the $25 double up, to give you an idea, and maybe some of you guys use this lineup as well. In most of the $25 double ups, I got back anywhere between like $27 and $30, not 50, right? So I eked out a very small profit, I think like 6% in double ups. Most I won a couple bucks. Some I actually lost a dollar or two, depending on how many people or how many dupes were in that lineup. It's also raining right now, so you could probably hear the rain pounding on the window if you're curious as to what that sound is. I know a lot of people like to nitpick at the background sounds sometimes on the podcast. Anyway, so I won 57% ahead head-to-heads. That's excluding lineups that I tied, and won 6% of my money back in double ups, which is hilarious. Like normally you either win zero back or you win 100% back, but neither here nor there. I'm going to count it as a push week because I technically did not, you know, normally in a good cash week, you win 100% money back in double ups and anywhere between like 60 to 95% back in head to heads. I won 57% in head to heads, which was basically a push, and then only a couple dollars in each head to head. So we're counting it as a push. 9-3-1 probably could have counted it as a win, but it didn't feel like a win to me. 9-3-1 through 13 weeks of the year. Let's talk about the lineup though. It was Joe Burrow at quarterback, three running backs, Austin Eckler, Kenneth Walker, and Samaje Perine. Three wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Nico Collins, Harrison Bryant to make everything work, and the Titans defense to make everything work. the 2v2 that I considered that would have outperformed this was ETN and the Steelers defense in lieu of Kenneth Walker and the Titans defense. I mean, it was a really good lineup. Burrow smashed. P. Ryan smashed. Eckler wasn't great. The two wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Garrett Wilson, smashed. Nico Collins got there in the end with a cheapy touchdown. The rest of it wasn't great. But the big thing was Kenneth Walker got hurt, right? So after the 4 o'clock games, I didn't swap. I wasn't in the money yet. But I didn't swap because I knew that Kenneth Walker only needed to really outperform Travis Etienne and maybe another 2 or 3 points. Because Etienne had only gotten 9 points. And I originally made Etienne a core four play, but then I saw some reports that they weren't sure that he was going to get 100% of the workload. It ended up that he was fine. He just didn't perform well. Travis Homer was out. I thought that Kenneth Walker was going to, you know, run wild on the Rams with Aaron Donald out. They had a bunch of defensive linemen out. So I thought that that was going to be the game plan. He had 3 carries for 36 yards before getting hurt. He was well on his way to at least like 15, 18 DraftKings points, which would have been an easy cash, but that's just the way it works. And when I say this week almost broke me, that was one thing, right? Kenneth Walker getting hurt and making that lineup basically a push instead of a win. That was number one. Number two is my main GPP lineup was like top 10 all day long in the contest that I had it in. Mostly higher dollar, small field stuff for the most part, but it was Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown at like 5% and 10% respectively. It was, I put some Garrett Wilson in there, even though he was chalky. I brought it back, I think, with TJ Hawkinson, who didn't do well, but, it was just a good lineup in general. I had a good defense. It wasn't the Browns, but I had a good defense. I think also in that lineup was, I think Samaje Perine. Yes, Samaje Perine was also in that lineup. So it was a fairly good lineup. That was in like, it was winning a good amount of money. It was in the top 10 of a lot of GPPs. Then a meaningless 49ers defensive touchdown dropped me to like 21st or something like that. And you might think that that's not a big deal going from like 8th to 21st. However, it is a huge deal when it's a top-heavy payout. Lost a chunk of money off the currently winning. My heart sank because I thought that game was over. I counted that one out. I thought like either, you know, maybe Miami scores to make it a one-possession game or they just, you know, go 4 and out or turn the ball over and that's it. Nope, they get a sack fumble. Touchdown, which is 9 points for the Niners defense, crushed me. Not only did that lineup get crushed by that return, it also had Aaron Jones and Treylon Burks in it, who started out really hot, getting about 10 points in the first two quarters, and then being injured for the rest of the game. Burks got it on one play. Burks had 10 DK points in a flash and then was knocked out on the touchdown that he caught. He probably could have been in for a huge day on the bring back there with the Eagles. And Aaron Jones looked like he was in for a decent day at least. He had 10 points, exited, never really returned. Like returned once and got a carry, but it was mostly all Dylan after that. Just a ton of run bad this week. A ton. Let's keep it going. On the spread picks that we gave out, like Bears were whacking the Packers all game. Packers scored two quick touchdowns at the end of regulation on their last two possessions to make it a 9-point win or something like that. Lose that one. The G-men, I take the money line, not the points. Tie game. Points would have won it. Money line, it did not win it. And then the last one was the Dolphins, who started hot, but then just got, and I mean, like, talk about you know, I had all this bad injury luck, and then I finally, you know, get some injury luck on my side where Garoppolo's out and it's Brock Purdy under center for the Niners, thinking, man, now the Dolphins really have a good shot of not only covering but winning outright. And what happens? They make Brock Purdy look like Joe Montana. Unbelievable. I also teased all three of those games, and that lost on the 49ers defensive touchdown return as well. So, I mean, the main GPP lineup finished, despite it not winning like top one percentile, top two percentile money, it still did well. The cash lineup pushed. So it was a winning week in DFS. It felt like the worst week I have ever had because it could have been so much better. I mean, it's just, and I you know, I always try to have perspective. There's been 4 weeks where I've come on here and said, like, oh man, we really lucked out that X, Y, and Z happened. We won 90% of our head-to-heads. Oh, we really lucked out that this happened. Finished third in the showdown last night. I think that was in week two. So you can't always dwell on the bad bounces when you've gotten a lot of good bounces to this point. So I'll try to keep that in the back of my mind. But honestly, was a could have been week here on the Ride in DFS podcast. That'll do it though. I'll be back on Thursday. I don't have a ton of stuff going on this week. I will definitely get a podcast out to you. I think I have fixed the glitch in the Matrix that allowed me or did not allow me to post a podcast this week. All right. See you guys.